Hey everyone, welcome back to Mental War, your daily dose of Spartan discipline to conquer procrastination and unlock your ultimate potential. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and let's be honest, we've all been there, staring at a task, feeling that familiar knot of anxiety in our stomachs. Ever felt like you were just not good enough? Like those doubts whispered in your ear are louder than your own voice of reason? Well, today we're tackling something fundamental, building self-trust and confidence in your abilities. Because let's face it, without that bedrock of belief, everything else, achieving goals, taking risks, even just showing up, feels like an uphill battle. Now, I'm not talking about some inflated ego or blind arrogance here. True self-confidence comes from knowing your strengths, acknowledging your weaknesses, and being willing to learn and grow. It's that unshakable belief in yourself, even when things get tough, that separates the dreamers from the doers. So, what are some practical ways to build this vital muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Master your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly telling you you're not enough? Yeah, we all have one. But guess what? You don't have to let it run the show. Start by recognizing those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They're not facts, and they certainly don't define you. Challenge them with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your past successes. Remember that time you nailed that presentation? Or conquered that fear? Celebrate those wins, big or small, because they are proof of your capabilities. 2. Set realistic goals. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, it applies to building self-confidence too. Start with small, achievable goals and gradually work your way up. Each success, no matter how seemingly insignificant, will chip away at that doubt and build momentum. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each milestone unlocks new challenges and opportunities for growth. 3. Step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we push our boundaries. It can feel scary, I get it. But think about those times you tried something new and surprised yourself with what you were capable of. That's the magic. Embrace the discomfort, because on the other side lies a stronger, more confident version of yourself. 4. Learn from your mistakes. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. But here's the key. Don't let them define you. Instead, view them as valuable learning experiences. Analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and move forward with renewed wisdom. Remember, failure is not the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone on the path to greatness. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with? It's true. Surrounding yourself with supportive, encouraging individuals who believe in you can make a world of difference. They'll celebrate your wins, offer a helping hand when you stumble, and remind you of your worth. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who feels constantly insecure about her work. She compares herself to other designers online, doubts her own abilities, and ends up procrastinating on projects. She might even say things like, I'm not good enough, or they'll just laugh at my work. Sound familiar? Sarah needs to master her inner critic, set realistic goals for herself. Maybe start with smaller design projects. Step outside her comfort zone by entering a design competition. Learn from any critique she receives, and surround herself with supportive fellow artists who celebrate her unique talent. By implementing these strategies, Sarah can gradually build self-trust and confidence, unleashing her full creative potential. Remember, building self-trust and confidence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you believe in yourself, you unlock a whole new world of possibilities. So go out there, own your strengths, acknowledge your weaknesses, and never stop learning and growing. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from hearing these words. And if you have any thoughts or stories about building self-trust, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.